particular virus. Now, we start in KZN, where the health MEC there has actually lashed out at the media on how the media is reporting about the coronavirus. So MEC Nomagugu Smelane Zulu has lashed out at certain media houses for reporting what she calls false, irresponsible and sensationalist reporting. Now, this comes after two people in the province of KwaZulu-Natal were screened for the coronavirus. They suspected that they may actually be infected with this virus, but now they've been cleared. That's according to the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Now, the minister was lashing out after News 24 yesterday reported on this, but the minister says that really until the department has actually said anything further on this, they really would love to caution the media and appeal to the community as well, just to, you know, remain calm and avoid being misled by false and sensationalist statements. Another case actually that came out as well was in Lephalale, that's in Limpopo, where a patient who was suspected to have been contracted the coronavirus had to be admitted and put in isolation at the Ellis Ross Hospital there. Now, that patient has since also been cleared of actually having this particular virus. And so, of course, we do know the latest as well coming out from China, you know, that the virus has actually claimed now 636 people's lives. So that's quite a high number. The number of cases or the infected is at an all-time high at 31,198, according to the BBC. That's the latest figures that we do have about this current virus. Also, just one more, report which has come out regarding the latest on the coronavirus is that the doctor who actually was, the one who was the whistleblower on this coronavirus. Now, this is Dr. Li Wenliang. Now, he's died after contracting the virus while treating patients in Wuhan. Now, you'll remember that Wuhan is in China, and that's basically the epicenter of this particular virus. And this particular doctor started seeing that it looked like SARS, which was another type of a deadly coronavirus. And the police started to harass him, apparently. And he was investigated for spreading rumors. Now, the Chinese community has not taken kindly to this type of treatment of this doctor who actually blew the lid on this coronavirus. And there's been a lot of anger on social media in China. And as a result, there's been lots of trends going on in social media there, which has to do with Wuhan government owes Dr. Li Wenliang an apology. And the other trend as well was, we want freedom of speech. Interesting how this is just much more than a virus, in that to some degree it's going to affect possibly the people in China and also their view in terms of, what they're going to respond in terms of their freedoms of violence, and being able to say things without what is perceived to be, of course, by the West as a very communist China. Right, we're going to be taking you back to the music, 57 after 12 o'clock now. We're going to be continuing with our recap of the top stories shortly.